What up, y'all? Core here. In this episode, we're going to be talking about economic tension. This is a newsletter that I just recently wrote and got a lot of feedback saying that it was super helpful for a lot of people. And so don't get overwhelmed or feel intimidated by that word of economic tension. It's actually not as complex as you think it is. And on this episode, we're going to talk about exactly where that idea even comes from, what it means, and then three ways that you can implement it into your own business to help you attract more leads. So what is economic tension? So the term actually comes from a guy by the name of Adam Smith. He wrote a book called The Wealth of Nations, and he is considered what would be the founding father of economics. He is long gone and long dead at this point, but that's over a 900-page book just talking about the basics of economics. And one of the things that he talks about in this book is why are some of the most essential things on this planet, like food and water, relatively cheap, if not completely free, while other things that are relatively useless, like diamonds or super fancy cars, super expensive? And the answer to that question is economic tension. So really what it is it's the space between how much of a supply there is compared to how much of a demand there is. So let's take that water, for example. There is water on the majority of the planet, which means that there is a lot of supply of it. And relative to how much demand there is for the water, it's actually relatively low. Obviously, every living thing on this planet needs water, but in relation to how much there actually is on the planet to how much there is in need, it's actually low. In other words, low tension, so that it can be relatively free or cheap at times, versus something like diamonds. Compared to how many diamonds there are on the planet relative to how many people want them, it's actually a lot smaller. Therefore, that drives the price up and people are willing to pay more money for it. And the reason this is important for your business is because you have to understand that business is not logical. It is purely emotional. And this is one of those things you can use to your advantage if you learn how to use supply and demand tension to increase the amount of people that want what you have because you limit the supply that you actually offer for something like this. And so there are three ways that I talked about in the recent newsletter, which we're going to cover in this episode, in ways that you can do this in your own business, which will drive up the leads and the demands for what you have to offer, and ultimately at the end of the day actually increase your prices as well. So the first example I want to give is the difference between keychains and private communities. So if you go into any gift store across the entire planet, you're going to find keychains on top of keychains, with some of them spelling your name correctly and incorrectly. Actually, my girlfriend has a whole bunch of hers that I wish she would just throw away. And so what's my point? There is a super high supply of cheap keychains. You can find them freaking everywhere. However, the demand for these things are relatively low, which is why they are super cheap and nobody's willing to pay a lot of money for those. However, you look at private communities, the supply for these is super low. There are only so many communities for certain niche topics, specifically whether it's related to health or fitness or founders or CEOs or executives. However, the demand for this thing is relatively high. So you can charge a lot higher price for something like this. So think about this in your own business. If you were some sort of health coach or trainer or gym owner, how can you actually lower the supply of what you have to offer, ultimately raising the demand, ultimately raising the value and what you can charge for something? You already technically have a limited supply of what you could technically do. There's no reason as to why you shouldn't share that with people to show them as like, hey, I can actually only take on so many people, or I can only fit so many people into my gym. Therefore, this is more valuable because I have less space for it. There's actually a gym here in Austin that does a really, really great job of this. It's called The Collective, and they have shown that there's an increased demand and a decreased supply of what they have to offer by doing applications to join the gym. You actually, I don't think, can just go in there and buy a membership. You actually have to apply and get accepted. This is a perfect example of exactly that supply and demand tension that I'm talking about, is they're able to increase the price and the value of what they have to offer because they're showing that more people want it than they have space for. Therefore, they can do applications and they can get acceptances from people that are willing to pay more money for something of higher service or higher quality. So the second example I want to give is the difference between Black Angus beef and Wagyu beef. Wagyu beef has become all the rage. Everybody wants it. People spend outrageous amount of money to buy this stuff. I was actually just recently at Costco and I saw it going for sale. I think it was $40 a pound, which to me sounds insane. Maybe that's normal for some people in the world, but $40 a pound for beef is crazy to me. Why is that? Well, the reason is because of economic tension. Black Angus used to be the thing. People used to spend a lot of money for this, but that was when there wasn't actually a lot of Black Angus on the market. Then everybody saw people were paying a whole bunch of money for it. A bunch of cattle ranchers decided to raise a ton more Black Angus. Now there are tens of millions of Black Angus across the world, which ultimately increases the supply and decreases the value of the product. Flip that to Wagyu. Wagyu actually has way less supply which in turn drives up the demand for the product, which in turn drives up the value and the price of the product. Now people are willing to pay a lot more money. One could argue it tastes better or it's more marbleized, whatever. It's all kind of irrelevant at the end of the day, to be honest. The real reason as to why the price differentiation between Black Angus and Wagyu is what it is today is because of exactly what we're talking about, of the supply and demand tension that was learned from Adam Smith many, many years ago. And so what's the lesson in this? The lesson in this is to limit your supply, kind of like the previous lesson. It's one of my favorite words to use when I'm thinking about marketing strategies is offer something with limited supply or limited release. Coffee companies do it all the time with certain beans. Craft beer companies do it all the time with certain beers that they release into the market. You can equally do the same thing as well. I've seen clothing lines do this very regularly, or they only have a limited supply of a certain product that they release. This increase is a lower supply, increase in demand, et cetera, et cetera. But you can do the exact same thing with your product or service as well, is offer some sort of limited time or limited service for what you're offering, ultimately driving up the demand of the product of whatever it is that you're selling. All right, the third example I want to give is relative to dating, but it also applies to your business as well. So let's think of two types of people. Person number one, they will answer your messages right away. They will date anybody. They're super agreeable. They never really disagree with you, and they kind of just like go with the flow, and they're super open-ended, and they don't really have any boundaries whatsoever. Now let's look at a second person. They're very selective about who they date. They're very particular about how they respond, the answers that they say. They're very thoughtful. They have boundaries. They understand what they want and what they don't want. And they say the things that they truly believe, not just things that are just going with the flow and making things super easy. Which person is more attractive to you? Hopefully the answer is obvious. Hopefully it's the person that's much more particular about who they're willing to date and spend time with and share their energy with. Yet unfortunately, when I look at most businesses, they look exactly like person number one. They have scheduling applications with giant open blocks of time where you could literally schedule at any moment of any given day. They're super responsive and they're looking at all their apps all the time, and you can reach them at any given moment. If you call them, they'll answer the phone right away. And when you look at their social media content, they're literally just saying the same thing that everybody else is. They're not really ruffling anybody's feathers and they're just getting along with everyone else. And I hope you can quickly see why this is a problem. This doesn't make you valuable. This doesn't make you exclusive. The solution to this problem is to limit your availability, as crazy as that sounds. Most businesses are actually too available. You don't want to be so easily accessible. You're not Amazon. Let's just say that. You're not trying to be like Amazon. You don't want to be like Amazon. That's not a game that you want to play. Amazon is playing the game of how can we get the cheapest and the fastest and the best customer service. You're not trying to do that. Probably not in any ways. You're probably trying to be an exclusive premium offer, charges the prices that you know you're worth, and you have limited time and availability to do something like that. And so charge accordingly and act accordingly. Limit your ability to work with other people by being exclusive. And so just as a recap about economic tension, number one, scarcity creates value. Number two, limit your supply to increase demand. And number three is to be exclusive. Don't be like everybody else. I hope this was helpful. This was actually a super interesting topic to talk about and teach to other people. If there's any other marketing ideas you'd love to hear in the show, please shoot me a message. I love getting feedback from people and learning what is helpful in terms of their business and how I can create content that's helpful for them. I love you guys. Talk to you soon. Peace. Hey friend, thanks for listening to the show. And if you have any feedback for me about the show or any other guests that you'd want to see in the show, definitely shoot me a message. I love engaging with my audience and figuring out how I can provide the best value possible to the people listening to this show. Before you go, I only have one ask of you, and that would be to check out my 3 Tips Tuesday newsletter. It's 3 marketing tips every Tuesday specifically for the health and fitness entrepreneur to help them attract new leads. If you press the link in the description, it'll take you directly to the archive of all my previous newsletters, and you can decide for yourself if it's something for you. If you end up finding it helpful, you can just sign up for the newsletter and you'll get it in your inbox every Tuesday. Thanks again, and keep hustling, my friends.